Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old-fashioneds?
Old-fashioneds? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? Make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly. And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like
you heard wrong.
Giddy up.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're dull. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, oh, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Thank you.
off the end part. Forgot. Shoot. Ted, you distracted me and I forgot the funny part. There's a Space Force on the end. Anyway, welcome to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. This is Friday Night Possum. There's Monday Night Possum, but probably won't be for a couple weeks. And then there's Friday Night, which probably won't be for another 2 weeks. And then a clobber time in the middle of the week, and that's basically it. So without any further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What happened?
I'm looking at Ted. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Gumby. The dog is maniacal, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's like giving me the double O, and he's still got treat left over there. I don't know what he's what's in his little brain, but it ain't happening, Dad.
So we got a while to next possum then, right?
I think, yeah, because I'm pretty sure that Mr. Science is going to be over Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then next Friday I'm out of town. Well, no, actually I'm working next Friday. And then the following Monday I'm out of town. So it'll be the following Friday.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll be back
the
following Friday, the 17th. So this is the last chance possum, man. And
And there's like nowhere here.
Like
the
nobody showed
empty.
Up. Nobody showed,
fucking tumbleweed.
Man. There's Dr. It's a show. It's official. It's official. We've been joined by Dr. Cake, so it is officially a show. Thank you. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. Yeah, man. I was just saying, this is the last possum for like 2 weeks. And,
oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Huh?
Yeah, three. We'll miss three of them. And,
yeah.
Son of a gun.
So we got to make this count. Nobody. I hope you got some good crap.
Oh, you know I got good crap.
Okay.
I got good crap. I'm trying to... I need your music for the plug day.
Ah.
Ted, go finish the treat you have, dude. This dog is such a jack-off.
Jack-off.
Jag off. Where's your shit? It's up here, right? Yeah. I'm on a trolley. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I only had two cups of coffee because I got a gig tomorrow night. And I don't want to, you know. I'd like to
get
up early. I don't want to stay up all night.
I'm drinking a lot of water.
Pardon?
To try to mellow out.
Mm-hmm. Ted, that nose is still disgusting. I took Ted to the vet. Gave me some salve for his nose. Nice. Healing up, though. So.
Oh, okay.
But,
did you say what's
still
wrong with
pretty
it?
Gross. Ah, she mentioned, could be anything. But I think it's just, irritated. Just he's an old dog, man. Falling apart. I don't know. Sav seemed to be working, though.
Good.
I don't think it's infected or anything. So. All right, go ahead with your some Sav. Good with your plug, sir.
All righty. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Evidence Front Radio. Is Evidence is going to be doing this show this time. It's going to be instrumental. No words. Words getting away. Just music. Instrumental. 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. at www.wriu.org. 4:30 is Possum Blues. So if you're up that early, check it out.
Out of work. All right, man. Well, thank you very much. That was a memorable plug. I'll never remember.
Stay with you.
Absolutely.
Skippy.
Look, Ted's really pouring it on, baby. All right. What else we got there? Okay, Ted's nose. Yeah, Ted's doing pretty good. Dr. Cake was concerned, poor old Ted. But he's lost 5 pounds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He's still morbidly obese, but apparently not as morbid as he used to be.
All right.
He's down 5 pounds from 50 pounds to 45. Oh, yeah, he's a little bog. He shouldn't be 50 pounds. He's probably about 25, 30. So, yeah, he's a fat one. But his legs have been well, so he's been walking a little more. He's a little more ambulatory, maybe that's
it. Oh, good. Since he lost the weight, he's been walking better.
Yeah, yeah, and I switched to the diet dog food.
You're a good man.
Yeah, I know. He's a little dog. He shouldn't be 50 pounds. It's ridiculous. It's these treats during possum hour, Ted. Go finish that one. If I put it in his mouth, he'll drop it to the floor. He's such a butt. He's a butt face. So how was your week?
It was pretty good. Not bad. Usual. Just the usual.
Selgars?
Bellengars. And I'm loving it. Good job.
Playing the jazz music in the background and whatnot?
Yep. Jazz and blues.
Nice.
Only on Sundays, though, because television sucks on Sundays. I brought the
radio
in.
Yeah.
I watch my Westerns, man. You turned me on to the old Western shows, Commodore.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Rawhide. That's a darn good one there.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Yeah, Ted. Ted, like, I give a fuck. Okay. So anyway, so where are we at here? Okay, let's blow something up.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. That's why Kate's here.
Yeah, I wish Maggie C was here because this is one of hers.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear Ted panting? He's like right beside me panting. He's panting his head off. He's a fucking maniac. God, the fucked up dog. He's he's gonna outlive us all is the thing. He's getting younger.
He's going to pee on our graves, that Ted. Going to pee on our graves.
Exactly. Okay. ABBA. The name of the song is Lay All Your Love on Me.
There you go.
And I guess it's in the... I guess it's in that ABBA movie. Or the play, or whatever, the fucking show, where they sing the ABBA songs and shit.
That Mamma Mia show.
Mamma Mia. It's in
and
that.
They're doing another one.
And they're doing another one, and I don't even remember this one. I remember a handful of ABBA songs, but I don't remember this one.
My wife used to play it all the time. It was embarrassing.
No way!
In my car. I'm teaching her how to drive, and she's playing ABBA, and I'm embarrassed as fucking hell.
Holy Jesus. No wonder it didn't last.
Uh-huh. Damn skippy.
I just realized it's been 20 years since my first marriage broke up. What?
Yeah. There you go.
20 fucking years, this summer. You know, Ted, you could be replaced by a nice box turtle. Blow up, I'll tend to Ted.
Let me get the all say. It's a right say on.
Oh, present a pie, so let the papino must see for she. No.
And a kind of penis and a hella. Come.
Oh, you have to bend a push a timid if I run you. Ah, I'm the lack of patch of luck.
Ah, but can't it you? It's a proper
Hutman!
It's a broad black full left left and left, left for now, and today too.
Put the record to the public at the stage now, I can wear the old bay and the arms bay,
I'm happy.
That second applause was just for Timmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the roll call is going to be brief.
Yeah, you got that right. You know what? Being that it's only Dr. Cake, you know, no ID required. We don't need your ID if it's just
all right, Cake. Let's drop the ID requirement then.
Yeah, it's all right, Cake.
I didn't know in Ohio, which, yeah, at the moment it's a red state, a Republican state, we have to show ID when we vote.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of makes sense. I don't know. Who doesn't have ID? Every adult has to have ID.
You're right there.
You know, of some sort.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything wrong with having to show it to take my vote, because they cross my name off once I, you know, show them that ID,
yep.
And then nobody else can come in and vote in my name. So I think,
well, they're saying
think
that you
bad.
Need ID to register, and that should be enough. But you're right. It's supposed to be some kind of a law that we all walk around with ID.
I think we're supposed to. Yeah, I think we're supposed to. Am I getting the gargly noise tonight?
So far, no. At least
okay,
because
I called my provider
okay.
The other night, and I think we figured it out, but I'd still
right.
not. I'd still my Roku's still sluggish, which sucks.
That sucks.
Although it works perfectly well on the Bowery Boys, man. I mean, like, I watch his Bowery Boy. Not once did it, you know,
oh, no
do a little
shit.
Circly thing. Yeah, that was a good one, man.
Yeah.
I think it was East Side Kid and Muggsy.
I gave mine to my nephew. He has it in his room. Shit.
Yeah, that's a cool
it.
Thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that Three Stooges channel.
Yeah. What was the
I got an old comedy.
Bowery Boys? What channel was that on?
Bowery Boys, they had a number of them on one called blah, 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 like Good Times TV or Baby
shit.
Boomer TV.
Yeah,
just
okay.
a free one, you know, with old
yeah.
copyright-free shit on it. But I got a kick out of that Bowery Boy movie. It was only an hour and 7 minutes. So it wasn't a huge commitment.
Funny stuff.
But I could see why he was such a... Leo Gorsi was such a big star. He was a talented
yeah.
guy, man.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a character.
Gorsi is.
My
manager always talking about him. He's into that old
stuff. He was
stuff
cool,
too.
Man.
Yeah. Now you got me in the mood for the movies.
Yeah, this one didn't have, can't think of his name, Satch.
Yeah, Hall.
Hunts Hall, yeah. He wasn't in this one. He had a different sidekick. Jordan,
I
think, was his name. Something like that.
But
he
it
wasn't
still called a Valley
nearly
voice.
As funny. No, it was. I think this one was East Side Kids.
Oh, okay, yeah. They were the Dead End Kids, East Side Kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the Bowery Boys.
I'm
that, they,
see if,
and that
I'm
was that
see
was because
Amazon
they'd switch studios. They'd switch studios.
Oh, okay. And they weren't allowed to use their names, just like in the music business?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It's all the same. As if it has Leo Sigorsi in it, that's what you want. You know, if it don't have him in it, I don't know what the fuck you're doing there. Get away from me. It's not, you know, this was like the first one I think I've ever seen without Hunts Hall in it.
Yeah.
And it was like missing Hunts Hall, man. You know, you need some Hunts, even if he's
Leo
just a background guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alexa, I'm trying to see if Amazon has it, and Alexa just can't figure out what the fuck I'm saying. It is Leo Garcia, Leo Corsi, Valerie Boys. Valerie, I got Valerie Boys. Alexa just doesn't understand. Is it my Philly accent?
It could be, I don't know.
Hey, South Philly accent. Hey.
Hey, man, guess what I had for dinner tonight?
What you had?
Here's an interesting topic. I had homemade wok. Chicken, catch whatever.
Yeah.
Bought some fresh vittles, threw in there, a nice red pepper, some onion, and then they had those little baby snow peas, you know.
All right.
Threw
well,
them
you,
in.
You got a wok?
Right,
no shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the thing. Before the show, I had time on my hands, you know, and whatnot, and I was thinking, well, I'll give that wok a extra good scrubbing, you know. And I knocked 40 years of scunions off that thing, because I believe that might have even been a wedding present. 20 years ago she split, and it was like 20 years before that.
I had one
almost.
I never knew. Apparently I was drunk out of my mind, and my mother asked me what I want for Christmas. I want a wok. I want to start cooking on a wok. Christmas
They're really
morning,
cool.
I opened this package, it was a fucking wok, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, man, they're awesome to cook in, like, because you get the meat, and, you know, you cut up the meat thin, strips, and you need peanut oil, and you brown the meat, and then you cook that a little bit, and then I threw the mushrooms. I had mushrooms. I threw the mushrooms in next, cooked that for a while. Got the sauce on there, you know, the Szechuan there, good stuff. And then the last, you throw in your veggies. You know, while that's cooking, you're cutting your veggies up. Then you throw them in and let that all cook for a few minutes and pour it over rice. And, dude, you are eating.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, those peas were fucking awesome. Yabba dabba do. Because they're practically raw, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're just warming them up a little bit with the sauce and everything. Good stuff.
All right.
Anyway,
you know what I got?
And my wok is sparkling clean.
Oh, that's because you haven't used it.
Well,
for
I'd say
years.
No. I use it periodically. I used it in the last couple of years, but I've had it. I'm sure we got that 1983, 84, 85. You know, that long ago.
Shit.
I insisted on keeping that in the breakup. Thank God. She's lost everything she took, man.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It's like, if you just left it here, I could have kept it for you, you know? But no. You got to take your shit. Okay, fine, whatever.
So I got
Women.
Two of the Valerie movies on Amazon. That's cool.
All right. Yeah, East Side Kids was pretty good, but like I said, there was no satch.
Yeah. Well, I got Friday the Valerie and Million Dollar Kid, which is East End Kids. Yeah.
East End Kids. Well, this one, he was kind of young. He was still pretty young in this one. Because I think the Bowery Boys was the last go-round.
Right? He still does
What's
his Schwarzyism.
Oh, well, yeah, in every one of them.
Okay,
he's
good.
He's the same guy. Oh,
so,
yeah.
But
yeah,
he's serious. He's a serious tough guy.
Well, yeah, but it's still the same character. He just doesn't have the comedic side so much.
Yeah.
He still, I think he still does the malaprops-isms. In the serious ones. So, yeah, he's a little more troubled in those.
Yeah.
I wanted to brag, too. I have a brag. I took my blood pressure 2 days ago.
Oh.
Weighed in a pound or two down, but I'd gone a pound or three up, so that was kind of a wash. But and my blood pressure was okay, but my heart rate, 60 beats a minute.
Yeah?
How is that?
Good.
How does that grab you?
There you go. That's all that steps you're doing, man.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure it don't hurt. I'm sure the steps. I got my steps in today.
Good.
It's beautiful. But man, 60 beats a minute. I haven't done that in a couple years. You know, clocked that in a couple years. But it's cool because this thing I get
good.
My.
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, actually, they said they gave me like a frowny face on it. Like, that's too low. I'm like, well, Jesus Christ, I've come in here with 180 beats a minute. What the fuck, man? I should get a goddamn happy a clown should come out and give me a fucking prize. What the hell? 60 beats a minute over here.
Oh, yeah.
You can't please these fucking health machines,
no,
man.
No.
They're always bitching, no. Man. Oh, you're too fat, you're too tall, you're too something.
Now
your heart rate's too low.
Yeah,
huh?
Get the data and hang it up in your refrigerator.
Oh, I got it. It's cool as fuck because it's an online, it's like you log in on this machine, right? So it's been keeping my stats almost from when I was 300 pounds. Two and a half years ago. So I can watch my progression.
Nice.
And I can also see where I almost died. Oh yeah, see that? See that blood pressure? Right there? And that one there? Yeah. Lucky to be alive. God dang. It came out of nowhere. But I think I gotta get on a different drug or get a more dosage because it's always clocking out high, you know.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't. I would think the drug should regulate it to a normal level. So we'll see. Last time I was in, the doctor was like, "Oh, you're the king of patients," you know.
Okay.
He thought I was the cat's pajamas, the cat's meow.
It's the bee's knees.
The bee's knees. All right, well, let's do the shout-outs. There's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Yes, Dr.
And thank you for coming. And then there's Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
What up,
thanks for coming.
Catch?
And then that other fly catch was in here for a minute and left because realized it was, you know, not. So anyway, there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum.
And your super host, Commodore Deckard.
As the Beaver.
President Trump has a very, 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 very tiny penis. He brought it up, not me, because he's so insecure. That's why he surrounds himself with stupid, hateful, neo-Nazi extremists. They're all willing to say they're sure that he's probably got a perfectly kind of average-sized penis. When he shows it to Ivanka, she has to try not to laugh. When he thinks about her in the shower, it barely even clears an inch and a half. No one gives a shit about that ancient, orange, shriveled, low-energy penis. We're all more concerned about the end of society. So don't get distracted by the very, 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 very tiny quarrels between us. Let's all get together and agree. Trump is doing this because of his minuscule, pitiful penis. And to impress the shitty Ku Klux Klan.
I don't know if there's a dog whistle in this last note, but it goes on and on. Cake, I don't know who that was. My little sister. I got to quit. My extremely talented jazz maestro sister. How's that? She sent that to me in a private message on Facebook.
Well, it was very interesting.
It was funny. Gee, I think it's one of our mates, you know. She hangs out with somebody she knows. Oh, nice. Got another message from, I was going to check and see if I got it. Oh, no. Nice. Heard from one of the Goyles.
One of the Goyles.
One of the Goyles at the for the class reunion, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, James Ship is the guy's name. James Ship. And it was
Ship.
On...
A ship
it was
hand.
On James Ship with two P's. Two P's in his pants. Talking with one of the Goyles. Great minds, because I was thinking this week, you know, I'm going, you know, self, I don't even know how to get to this fucking place where they're having it, right? Somewhere over Manassas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, you know, I've never done Uber, but boy, that would be a good time to start, you know.
Hey, did your buddy that won the lottery, is he going? Was he a member of your...
I would assume so. Bernie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
let's see what he pulled
Bernie,
up.
Man.
He flew off in a private jet.
We said we go to the ball game with Bernie and wear top hats.
I'd love to see that.
He's a cool guy, man. I love him, man. He's great. It's gonna be fun, man. But the girls are all excited. My harem.
Yeah.
It's so cool, though, because, like, girls come up. So, anyway, she suggested we should get the Uber. So, they're going to take care of that detail. See? All I got to do is jump in a car. So, man, when you've got women in your entourage, they handle shit that men don't do. So, it's nice to have a balanced group of humans, I think.
Yeah, I like that.
When it's just dudes, it's like, oh, we can burn meat and drink beer, pretty much.
Well, what do the babes bring to the table? Give us an example.
Yeah, they'll bring some food. Last year they made name tags. Well, not name tags, but stickers for your, you know, just thoughtful things. They made cupcakes with Rook Stock on them.
Okay.
And then they bring shit like wine and weird beverages like that, you know. So.
And what's that? What drink am I thinking of that chicks drink all the time? I haven't heard this word in a long time. Those little wine bottles.
Oh.
What were they called?
Oh, coolers.
Yeah, coolers. Okay.
Wine cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think those are still a thing. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't know those were still a thing.
And schnapps.
But,
that's another thing I was saying. Schnapps.
There's one gal. Not one of the, you know, the gals with another gal that's close. She goes, I got to warn you, I'm an alcoholic. And she pulls a bottle of rum out of her purse. I went, don't worry about it. Have a drink. You're in good hands. You couldn't be safer. You're safe as kittens. Oh boy. So that's going to be fun. That's next weekend. And then next Friday, we were going to have Rookstock that weekend, but I booked a wedding. I believe back in the 1860s or something. And I never feel good about palming off a gig on another artist, you know,
okay.
because nobody's as good as me. Let's be honest. And they're going to get an inferior product.
I like it. Inferior product.
Yeah. Well, no, the only dude that I would say is in my league is he's always working, right? Local guy. So, Mikey's down Cincinnati way. We don't.
Okay.
We don't share. I don't. Man, I don't know. I get some stuff in Cincinnati. He gets some stuff up this way, but not too often. It's kind of cool because one time he stopped by. Had some wine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hung out. Spent the night.
That's,
you know, because
cool.
He was going. He went way up north, and you know, like 2 hours north of here, so he figured it was late, so he figured he could crash here, and then, because he's probably got 3-4 hours to go home to Kentucky, or yeah, three.
That's where he lives.
This is
Kentucky?
So interesting. Yeah, he has a farm in Kentucky. I've never been there because it's not on the way. He's been inviting me for 10 years. I could not be an Uber driver, Dr. Cake, because I have grown to despise driving. I'm tired of driving.
Whatever happened to chariots? Have you heard this before?
To who?
A long time ago, they were going to, not a long time ago, a couple of years ago, I heard that they were going to start a driving Uber type thing called chariots. Where it's a woman driver that only picks up women, so it'll be safer.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I do kind of recall that. I do kind of.
Yeah, that never came to be, I guess.
Apparently not. That's a hard, you know, the. Again, Uber's kind of anti-union, man. I'm not a real big fan of the idea because that just fucks the taxi cab guys. But those guys charge too much money anyway, so.
Oh yeah.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But that'll be cool, man, because then we can, like, you know, have alcohol, you know, adult beverages and whatnot, and not, you know, not worry. And I'll tell my state cop friend that I'm in charge, and we're going by Uber.
Is this the guy that tells you it's right to tell people to go fuck themselves?
No.
Oh, okay, it's another cop.
I had to tell him that, though. I had to tell him that story.
You're going to ask him.
He'd probably get a charge. Yeah. He's a retired cop now. I think he's like a county commissioner or some shit. Me and him were like best fucking buds in like kindergarten, first grade, like that, you know? And then we were always like pals, you know? Like, we were always like...
Sure.
We kind of developed in different areas, but we always had that, yeah, man, you know, it's my dude.
Hey.
So, yeah, he played football and became a policeman.
State cop, man.
Yeah. A state cop, man, that's a dangerous gig, man.
Yeah. A friend of mine from grade school was a retired... captain. He's a police captain of Philadelphia. Yeah. That's a tough
city cop
right there. Philly.
Wow.
Fucking Philly. It's a wonder he got out of there alive. Yeah. This guy's
a tough guy.
I was always best artist in grade school. This bastard was way above me.
You weren't stupid enough to
know
pursue
what I
it.
Mean? I gotta send you his name.
All right, that's pretty cool though, man. Cause that's gotta be a tough gig for a cop.
Oh
boy!
Man, Jesus Christ!
Man, all right. Shall we do the? And you know, since it's only Dr. Cake, take a little easy on her. Have a brief, concise 3 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Cake, am I at all tonight? Because I hope I got that cleared up with the cable people. That would be nice. if I am not gargling on the air anymore. So, 3 minutes. And it's not even a really bad 3 minutes either. I mean, like,
well,
you
that's
know.
Good.
Yeah.
Be that
kinda,
cake, you know, give her a little something.
Yeah. I'm on my way out of town. Give to the shit. I'm not even sure what it is.
Surprise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is actually somewhat melodic, if you will.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, someone makes some old fashioned. Sorry. Suddenly possessed by the ghost of Jim Backus. Who doesn't know how to make an old fashioned? I didn't. I had to look it up. Old fashions is whiskey and Gastura bitters and ice. Oh, and sugar cube. So it's a sweet drink. Kind of like a Tom Collins, I guess. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Now you're gone. Sleep
sorry
at
about
the wheel?
That, Chief. No, I was away from my desk.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie.
May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
All right, sorry about that. But, you know,
you're gonna play
I mean, you know, we should try a little harder. Dr. Cake is here, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a chance someone may listen later. We should try a little harder.
Magic C always does.
Ford often tunes in.
Yep.
So, yeah.
We love you, Magic C. All right.
Well, here's a weirdness, man. This is on a legit news site. They're saying Cuba has had a lung cancer vaccine for years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just,
and it's going to come
lung cancer?
Just for lung cancer. I'd have to, you know, I didn't really do a lot of reading on it, but that's the claim. And it says it's called Simavax, and it's both a treatment and vaccine for lung cancer. And I would bet it's a certain type of lung cancer, you know, because I think there's different types. Because a mesothelioma is one. But Jiminy Christmas, man. That's what happens when you have socialized medicine for 40 years. Doesn't become profitable to let your people die of cancer, which is what we have now.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Well, people have been saying that for a long time.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
The 1% has a cure for cancer to keep them to themselves, bastards.
I never heard that one. That sounds a little conspiratorial, but I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it either. I know it sounds far-fetched, but hey, it could be.
I mean, shoot. Gets into the conspiracy theory shit with the wanting to kill off a certain portion of the population by a certain year.
Yeah.
The ruling oligarchs or whoever the fuck they are, the black state or the dark state, I don't know. And then this QAnon, you hear about this baloney?
No.
Some guy gets on this 4tran or 8tran, whatever the fuck tran it is, trannies, I don't know. It's one of them message boards for weirdos. And he's acting like he's an ex-government agent and all this other shit, and he's planting all these ideas. And it's crazy town on a cracker, my friend. And the Trump people, baby lost the fucking goddamn wings. Uncle Bobo, they think, Uncle Bobo's people think that Special Counsel Mueller is actually not investigating Uncle Bobo, but that they're in cahoots together to upset the deep state.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Creativity out there, man.
Some of these stable geniuses who will vouch for QAnon are Roseanne Barr. Did you see that clip of her?
Yeah. I want the bitch with life!
Holy fucking crap!
Oh, man.
You are insane-o in the draino, braino. And, of course, that bon vivant, Kurt Schilling.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing that he's an idiotic right-winger, because, he was a fucking heroic pitcher. You know? You got to give it to him. The bloody foot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Foot. No, what happened with Floyd Lowe? Go on.
Well, first he pitched the he helped with Randy Johnson. He pitched the expansion Arizona Diamondbacks to a World Series championship against the Yankees.
Okay.
And then he pitched in the first World Series won by the Red Sox in like 105 years. And this one game, his ankle was messed up, and he wouldn't leave the – like, they kept saying, you got to come out of the game. He's like, no. And he bared down, and he kept pitching, and, like, they kept close up on his ankle, and it's all bloody and shit.
I did
the guy was a madman. Yeah, he was pretty fucking heroic there on the mound. I mean, I know it's just a game, but pretty impressive, I thought. Anyway, he's turned out to be a yo-yo. So, anyways – hats off to the Cubans if they've come up with a cure for lung cancer. God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, they got good cigars too, right?
They have great cigars, from what I understand.
There you go.
I've never had an old one.
You never had one?
People give me what they said was Cuban cigars, and I've had them, and I don't believe it.
You know, you're not so sure. Not so sure.
Yeah,
not
I'm
so
not sure.
Sure
at all. I doubt it very much.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have one of these days. Well, that was the thing. Obama stopped all the shit against Cuba.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they were gonna have cigars and rum and cures for cancer and whatnot. And for some reason, 57 Chevys. But then Bobo came in and scotched most of that. So,
Good job.
Good job. Oh yeah, and they're gonna have one of them white guy rallies this time in Washington D.C. August 12th, the Unite the Right rally. So lock your doors, load your shotguns, and pray for the best. All I got to say. Hunker down and stay away from windows.
Uh-huh. Morons run amok.
We don't need any bloodshed here, please. I mean, they killed a gal last year, so nice, you know.
Yeah.
And if that guy didn't look like you know who, holy magoo.
Oh. That was fucked up. Was it last year already?
MAGA guy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It might be the anniversary of the damn thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's go to the lotto. I haven't bought another ticket since that last loser. But this guy here, Scottish. This is his Scottish. Fred and Leslie Higgins. And they had a winning Euro Millions, winning ticket, $75.5 million, right? So they turn it in, and a dude, the retailer, they hand over the ticket, and the young man put it through the machine, telling me it wasn't a winner. He ripped the ticket in two and threw it in the bin, as they would with all non-winning tickets. Then the machine printed out a message, you know, the terminal printed out a thing that said, retain my ticket and call Camelot, whatever that means. The retailer immediately grabbed it out of the bin and handed it. So they had videotape of the guy tearing it in half, so they were able to vouch that it was, you know,
we
legit.
Don't tear it in half.
But,
why did they tear it in half over there?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
Once it goes through the machine, it's void. Sorry.
I guess
it could be
is.
Different
yeah.
over there. It could be different over there.
Well, yeah, everybody's got their thing.
They got a whole different system.
They're Scottish.
Oh, that's nice.
And they hate Bobo. What are you going to do?
You got to love the Scottish.
Now, this guy here, this guy's weird, man. This sounds like something I might do, though. Virginia man, he won a $1 million lottery jackpot. Excuse me. And, he held on to it for 2 months.
Okay.
He had a job, a big job he had going on that he wanted to finish, and some clients. And he before he got rich, you know, he wanted to finish working, and then go claim the money. Kind of interesting, you know, just to get
so
his
he
spots
already,
together.
He already knew he won, but they didn't even bother cashing it in until they got
Yeah, he didn't
shot
turn
them.
It in for 2 months just to, you know, just to get his life in order, you know, get ready for being, having $657,000 in before taxes.
That guy has his head on right. A lot of people, man, that could fuck you up. Fuck up your whole mindset, man, if you're suddenly rich. There was a documentary on that. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people
many
won
people,
the lottery big, and they got all fucked up.
Ruined their lives. Yep.
Uh-huh.
I think this guy will be all right, man.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Got a, you know, got a head on his shoulders.
Yeah. Worked me out, right?
So,
you got the religious liberty task force on there? You going to join?
Man, I didn't even want to look at that shit, for real. Like, I know nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
this is why me and a lot of other atheists are pleading with people. Atheists come out of the closet. If you believe, then give it some more thought. But quiet atheists, come out and speak up. No more. Stop this shit.
Well, yeah. I don't, you know, because I don't want to offend any unassuming religious follower.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but it's the extremists
that's thing.
That are
that's cool.
doing wrong. It, you know, everyone
but
else
these,
is all right,
these,
but you
know,
got to go after them all.
Sessions actually said there should not be a separation between church and state. And that's one of the... In elementary school, in history class, they say, well, the founding fathers were really big on this separation of church and state thing, man.
Thomas
you know,
Jefferson
from day one.
Build a wall between church and state. He even used that phrase.
Yeah, yeah. So... I don't know what he's trying to pull.
Uh-huh.
Plus, he's busting all the pot smokers.
All the religious people. All the...
Well, yeah. I reckon. Here's a headline. Here's an important public service headline. The CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, for those of you who are keeping a score at home, they strongly suggest people not reuse or wash condoms.
That's a shame that has to be told to people. That's a fucking shame.
They had to take time out of their day to remind people, hey, you know, one use and done.
How poor can you be that you're washing out your fucking condoms for another year?
Well, now, to be fair, I don't know how long ago, 150 years ago, whatever, long time ago, I saw that they had condoms that they would reuse 10 or 12 times.
Yeah.
You know, sheepskin.
Yeah.
Condoms.
Good shit.
So, yeah. So that was a thing a long, long time ago. But no, not today. God, that's gross. Throw that fucking thing away. The fuck out of here, man. Reusing a condom. What are you, nut? Okay, stop that. Stop doing that. All right.
I always wash out my French tech with.
No. Your friend's what?
And get in the groove. Huh?
His what?
Our French tickler.
Oh, your French tickler. Yeah, well, you should.
Yeah,
you want to keep the mildew
the
out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes dunk it in some rubbing alcohol is a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
this is how cool fucking Canadians are, man. Dr. Cake. Our only listener, Canadian,
That's right.
McDonald's serves a pregnant woman cleaning fluid in a latte.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holy Magoo. Now, is there a big to-do about this? She goes back, and they said, look, man's honest mistake. They were cleaning out the machine, and you got the cleaning fluid instead of the fucking goo, you know?
Oh.
And then it doesn't, and she didn't drink any. She didn't swallow any.
Oh, that's good.
She was pregnant, but no, there's no mention of a lawsuit or anything like that, which I think that's fucking cool, man. I mean, what the fuck, man? Shit happens.
Well, Yeah, she didn't.
It's not an excuse. It's like, it's not an excuse to cash in.
Yeah.
If she really got hurt by that, yeah, they'd owe her some money. But nothing happened. She took a sip and spit it out because it didn't. It tasted funny.
And we don't know how those machines are cleaned. It probably is extremely a mistake. We don't know.
Yeah, they said it was being cleaned as it is every morning. Unfortunately, the milk supply line was connected to the cleaning solution while this guest's drink was made. So it was negligence on their part, but, you know, hey, man.
Shit
happens. People make mistakes. It's called being...
I get nervous. I get nervous when I buy coffee at 7-Eleven or Wawa.
I guess you never know.
When they wash out the pot, if they don't rinse it enough, you got that soapy shit. Next thing you know, you got to take a shit real bad. It's, you know,
oh yeah, that could cause your diarrhea day.
If they don't wash it out good enough,
rinse
you're going to be running to the porcelain.
That ain't no goo.
Uh-uh.
That's a cup of Joe that ain't worth it.
Especially if you're out in the roads. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when I discovered Imodium.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of shit, this guy, a Florida man. Man, I haven't heard of it. They haven't been to Ohio lately. I guess the patio fucker retired. But Florida man dumped porta potty waste in a 7-Eleven for revenge.
Yeah, what did he do?
He came in with a bucket of poo. a bucket. And it was revenge for some trespass that has not been discovered at this point.
Yeah.
But the police reports that he had been banned from the store in May. So, you know, shenanigans. Now this guy charges. He says he was still in the Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $300 bond as of on Friday. So I don't think it'd be a bad idea for this guy to. Jesus, who's he look like? Robert Shaw. Like,
looks like
being
Robert
crazy. Yeah, you want to see the picture? Send it. This is his mugshot. This is his mugshot. Kind of looks like a young Robert Shaw who has just smoked meth. You gotta scroll down again.
I see it. You go in the cage.
All right.
Cage goes in the water. Sharks in the water.
Yeah. I think they need to put him in the cage and keep him in the cage. For a long time in the cage. All right, and that is the news.
Don't stop me. We'll be right back.
Now, back to our show.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight, for no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it. Like the kids here go. I play guitar for 36 hours. I don't need it all. Thank you very much.
I'm on my way around the wood. When I get back,
everybody.
That's a beauty. Big Bill Brunsney.
That's a blues.
I have loved him for a lot, man, ever since I heard my first blues album.
Big Bill been one of my
favorites. How's that? Oh, okay. I got you.
Watch for it, Sam.
I'm not Big educated at all on my blues. I just know what I like.
Good stuff.
A little bit about jazz. I probably know more about big band than any of the other non-rock and roll things that I'm into.
There you go. Big band.
I started
in jazz.
Yeah, I was heavily into big bands in my, I guess, 30s. Still love them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They got a good one here in town, man. Bam. I knew the gal that was the pianist. In the front row seat. to see the jazz orchestra, baby.
Nice.
Not too shab.
Nice.
Comes in handy when you know people in high places. Well, she was the star of the show. Hey. Front row seat, baby. I bought all her CDs for that, man. I said, I'm going to open up the old purse and buy all your fucking CDs, bitch. I love you. You my
what,
babe.
Does she have a page on Facebook that Gumby Loves Jazz could promote?
Yeah. I'll send you her, gosh, I haven't thought of her in years. She was going out with my sister.
Oh, yeah?
And they broke up. She goes out with a saxophone. Well, they're married. They got a same-sex marriage.
It's always the saxophone that steals somebody's partner away. Always the saxophone.
She's sweet, too. I love her. I saw her play at a really, man, intimate venue. I think we talked about that. Like a pizza joint, really. And very intimate. Very, very intimate. I mean, there couldn't have been 60 people in the joint, if that. But it was crowded. You know, it was filled up. You had to buy tickets in advance to get in the door.
No. That's the kind of place I like. That's what I like.
Yeah, because it's happening, but it's not happening too fucking much. You know, just enough. Just enough. I'm comfortable. I'm not going to freak out because, you know, somebody's going to, you know.
And you're with like people. I tell you, jazz fans are the greatest people I've ever met.
Yeah. Because they're always, like, real cool. They're always like, oh, yeah, man. Well, we got to do the polka.
Oh, we can't forget that.
Too late. So this might, I'll let you know. I'm 90% sure we won't be on Monday, but because I got a busy weekend. But if it turns out that Mr. Science isn't around Monday, I'd probably have time to put a show together. Do a show Monday night. So that may be our last show for a while. I will let you know as soon as I figure that out. I don't think there'll be many tears.
There won't be many tears.
This schmuck. I know.
2 weeks.
Dr. Cake will be disappointed. Bringing a boy might, you know. But
I
other
think
than
he
that,
he needs a vacation
cool.
from us. He might even enjoy it.
Yeah, the fucking Mr. Science might do. He might go back home and be around the night of our 40th class reunion. But not go.
Oh, okay.
Meet up with us later. What the fuck? Why wouldn't you go?
Well, some people don't
what,
like
are you reading
that.
A good book over there? What the hell? What is that? He's getting weird in his old age, man. Love him. Today's my brother, but fucking losing his mind over here. All right. Time for a polka. I don't know if this is even a legit polka, but what the hell?
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Where the turtles sun their shells, where the water rat goes swimming,
that is where our swamp girl dwells.
Where the sunlight never wanders, where the moonlight never falls.
track. That is where our swamp girl called. What did she say there? The girl with the golden hair to make me follow her down there. How did she look
when she took me by the hand?
Tonight my hair will float in the water, and the gold will no longer shine. It will spread like a fan in the water while I make a mysterious sign.
We have seen that sign before.
My eyes are like the whippoorwill.
When cold black clouds fill the sky, and if you see her, believe me, you must flee her.
Never follow where disillusion lies. Or will you go with the girl with the golden hair, down where her work is done? Will you embrace the night and turn your back on the sun?
I can hear it when the joy of living seems to have lost its thrill. Oh, I can hear it when I'm weary.
Calling come to the deep where you're sleeping without a dream.
Calling come to the deep where your sleep is without a dream.
I liked it.
Yeah.
That was what do you call Kay Martin and her bodyguards.
Nice.
But that was an outstanding polka. Yeah, it did. It had the accordion, like Keg said, and it had a polka beat there for a couple of parts. And then they got kind of, you know. Smoking them cigarettes without the words on them, you know what I'm talking about. That jazz, the hi-hats, there you go, Bringin' It Boy. Did I say we were joined by Bringin' It Boy?
Bringin' It Boy! I don't think you did, but they had it.
Yeah, good to have you with us. Good to have you with us. And he liked the effing song. Look at that, he's being polite in front of the skirt over there.
That's what it's all about.
And they're nice. You gotta be. I got respect. And a juice harp, yeah. I have a juice harp. I've never figured out how to play it. And I'll probably chip a tooth if I take it out.
It's in a little
knick-knacky thingy I got. You know, remember in the 80s they had those little boxy things, little squares and shit, and you put dinky flukes in each one. And one I got is the juice harp. And my three existing monkey rings from the monkeys. And they're the kind that, like, you know, they have two pictures on them. If you look at it, you wiggle it, it's Mickey, and then it's, like, the monkey logo or something.
I forgot about that shit. Yeah.
Oh, Shoehorn. I've gone over to Shoehorn thing. I've got a collection of about, I don't know. 24 or so shoehorns.
We never called it juice harp. It was always the Jewish harp.
The Jew's harp, J-E-W-S, apostrophe S, yeah. I guess. Jews Hawk. What I thought it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But that ain't right.
Juice? Why is it juice? Who came up with Jews Hawk?
I don't know. I never played. I mean, I don't know how to play this thing.
They changed it to be on the PC, maybe.
I got a J.C. Penney. My very first shoehorn was a black J.C. Penney shoehorn.
How the fuck
I had it in my sock drawer like a good little boy. What's that?
How the fuck do you remember shoehorns? You probably still
Well, I don't know. That's what started it. And then it was like, there was a shoehorn, and it was like, oh, Grandma, do you want that shoehorn? No, you can have it. Oh, cool. Now I got two shoehorns. And then one thing led to another, and then Grandma goes to home, and they got to clean out her house. Well, it turns out Grandma had a cachet of these fucking shoehorns. And they received a few as gifts. You never know, man. Shoehorn. Can't go wrong.
Shoehorn.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Well, we gotta get ready.
And the writing is on the wall, my friend.
Yes, it is.
We'll beam out because I got a little bit of tunage to play at the end, and we have nothing interesting to say at this point. Nah. We got the transporter warmed up here. Alright, Dan. Well, thank you for coming, everybody.
Yes, yes.
Dr. K.
We thank each and every one of you, but there's just too many.
Dr. Kate gets superstar.
Yeah, superstar.
On her forehead. Superstar. She's now been elevated to superstardom. Bring it a boy. Best supporting actor.
Bring it a boy.
Best supporting actor. Can't do better than that. Yuengling Pilsner. Now, this Yuengling Pilsner, see, it's tastes like dad's beer, man. What your dad used to drink, man. You know, like when he'd be out working in the garage, you see.
That John Spine.
Shatner, I'm making a note of that, Cake. Next show, I'm going to have some Shat.
You got it.
All right, you got it.
Alrighty. We'll find one that hasn't been heard all that often. There's got to be.
Yeah. All right. One more tequila and we're going to beam. You ready?
Tequila. Word!
Yuengling Pilsner, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
Say everyone.
Everybody.
Heart of a hobo loves to roam through fields of clover, hates to have to think things over, and though it's wrong, I swing along. My heart of a hobo loves to go out berry picking, hates to hear alarm clocks ticking. It isn't smart, but that's my heart. When hopes are out at the elbows and dreams are run down at the heels, my heart refuses to worry except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
When hopes are out of the elbows and dreams are run down at the knees,
my heart refuses to worry except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, it just can't change my heart.
His heart is a hobo,
and I just can't change my heart.
Wow. That was about as sparse a possum lounge as we have ever had, man.
You got that right.
Dang.
Maybe three.
By the time we took a couple weeks off, I'd reckon.
Uh-huh.
You know? We didn't end with a bang. We ended with a whimper. A whimper. So yeah, I know it's probably like yeah. I don't know. I would think Mr. Science is going to be around Monday, so we probably want to hang out.
Yeah.
It's like man, after that it's crazy town. I'm gonna be working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 40th reunion Saturday, and Sunday.
Good.
And then I'm off. But then I got to, you know, then I have 3 gigs in 4 days and another, you know, bunch of gigs. It's a good month here. Make some coin.
Yeah.
Finally. I've been,
you feel?
Cash flow has been a little sparse there in the month of July.
Nice.
In August. No, I mean, it's not. I mean, well, I don't know. It's been fun.
You're right. You get a little stretch your legs, relax a bit, then make your bed.
Yeah. Going to pile out in August, man. That's the month. No more reunions in August, man. I'm going to lobby for that. That's bullshit, man. That's the day. In fact, the day, that night of the reunion is the night that I've turned away 4 jobs, I think. Go to this reunion.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, I would have taken the first one if I didn't have the reunion to go to. But that's how in demand that date is. It's like, man,
wow.
Send this sucker later in the fucking, you know. I'll tell you what, having Rookstock in October is really nice, man. When it gets a little cooler, you got the bonfire going.
Yep.
Not so many bugs. You can hang outside.
That's something you always look forward to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to get. This may be Rookstock next weekend. Rookstock 9, Rookstock Light, I guess, would be the.
Rookstock.
Last year was
2.0.
Last year was Rookstock the 8th.
Okay.
Because I framed my badge. The girls go out of their way to do stuff for the thing. It's so cool,
nice.
Man. They go out of their way to hang out with the chief, you know?
Hang out.
Not too shabby. Yeah. And they're gonna arrange the Uber. They've had gym cracks for a few years. I just got mine. I don't know. I don't think I can handle that.
You're part of the system now. You're part of society now, Commodore.
Barely, man. As little as possible. In fact, I'm gonna start packing a book at all times so like I don't look at the gym crack, because it's like so stupid. There's nothing on there for me to look at. I look at my email and I'll go, well, oh, okay, I didn't get any more email. Okay, well, it's 2 minutes later than the last time I looked. Okay, I don't want to get on Fuckbook or anything when I'm out on my gym crack, you know.
Well, when the tour's a little bit slow, I put it on the YouTube.
I did watch a little YouTube while I was waiting for the vet. She made me wait almost an hour. An hour. Poor dog stressing for like an hour. You know? Jeez. I mean, you know, you got to tell me 11:45. At least get me in there by noon.
Uh-huh.
I can, you know, I could forgive that. I think she didn't, I was like 10 minutes away from walking out. I'm like, well, if she doesn't come by 12:45, I'm out of here.
Fuck Ted.
Fuck her, man. You know? Well, thank to another vet who can keep an appointment, for crying out loud. But then I've read that, like, if you get an appointment early in the day, they're going to be on time. The later in the day you get your appointment, the more chance that your doctor's going to be late.
Yeah.
And that just makes sense. Because they're doing shit.
How are you on that?
But still. I mean, come on. This is a dog over here. This ain't some fucking cat, okay? She's, she took care of 3-4 cats over there. I go, hey. Fucking dog over here, man. A real pet. A real human. Crying out loud. All right. I'll let you go, man.
I got the busy
I'll
schedule.
Release you from your sentence. You don't even listen to me rattle on about the vet visit. Where the fuck is Tommy? So you're selling guards in the morning?
Yep. Busy, Stuart.
Okay.
Actually, it's
good luck with that, sir. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if I should buy another lottery ticket.
I keep winning.
No. Damn. Buy one of them fucking...
I mean,
Mega
just $5, $10, $20, like that, you know? Each day I walk in, I buy a $5 scratch-off, and I get, like, $10, $20.
I want to fucking... And
then I stop.
Multi-million,
you know?
Things,
I don't
want to
keep feeding the machine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's where they get you. That's like the slots, man, in Vegas.
I just do one. If I lose, that's it. If I get my money back, then I get another one. And then I usually get about $10 or $12, $20. So I usually hit. So it's like extra money I'm getting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's no law against selling a ticket to yourself?
Not at all. Not at all.
Seemed like there might be some kind of conflict of interest there.
Well, there is, because, you know, you're supposed to be, there's supposed to be a way of figuring it out, how many tickets and all that shit. They said retailers were hitting.
Oh. You could count tickets if you were the only one man in the thing for a while.
But they have an app now that counts tickets that you can look it up.
Oh, well. Uh-huh.
That's fucking weird. It's all a game of chance. Fuck all that shit. Just...
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, either you're lucky or you're not.
Yep.
I figure. And, let's see. What do we got here? Where is it? Come on, man. No joy. Okay. Well, trying to find something to play out with, and I've got too much bullshit on this damn thing, is the truth. Tommy Dunn? Nope. There he is. I can't hear the background anymore for some reason. But that happened after they improved BTR. And the glitches disappeared. So
improved.
It improved it for the listener, but for me it's kind of like what? What? Yep, I can't hear you half the time.
Yeah.
But, oh well. What are you going to do? All right, man. Well, I may not see you for a couple of weeks there, pal.
All right. There you go. Keep in touch.
Happy trails. I hope you find a Cuban in the next shipment. Yeah. Alright.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his righteous day. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the environment. They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals, and making them fucking extinct.
Oh no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks.
Calling me a motherfucker?
The government totally sucks.
Government.
Because the land, love, and freedom is just a baby's breath away. And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA. Bring back the USA. Fucking USA.
Bring back the US.
Government totally sucks.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!